If you have spent time in the southeastern U.S., you have probably seen or know about the longleaf pine tree. It was once an ecosystem of over 90 million acres a century ago. However, its coverage area shrunk considerably. So 5 years ago, efforts began to restore this habitat. The result has been an 8% growth in longleaf pine, now at 4.4 million acres throughout the southeast. And that was cause for celebration Tuesday at USDA headquarters for the Partners of the Americas Longleaf Restoration Initiative. Representing USDA at the press briefing was Undersecretary Robert Bonney, who says this initiative
demonstrates that the way we have to do conservation is through partnerships. And longleaf, in that sense, is just a great story. And even 25 years ago, we didn't have what we had today. And you think about where we are today and you think about the turnaround, it's a great testament to what we can accomplish together.
Almost $3.4 million in grants were announced by the partners in this initiative, awarded to 15 projects in 8 states.
The amazing thing about the longleaf pine story is, yes, it used to be a 90 million acre ecosystem. Yes, a decade or more ago it was 3 million acres, but today it's 4 million acres and going north. And it's a great success story, one that we don't hear about a whole lot. And the reason for that is what exists today and what didn't exist when my grandfather was wanting to plant longleaf pine is that there's an infrastructure of partners. There's government partners, Fish and Wildlife Service, USDA, Forest Service, NRCS, DOD, state agencies. There are private companies interested in this. There are foundations, there are conservation groups, there's forest products companies, there's this entire infrastructure that's built around longleaf.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.